And welcome to another episode of Gopher Gridiron Radio. I am Luke Buer.
And I am GopherIllustrated.com publisher Ryan Burns, and we welcome you guys back to this preview edition as we look at the Gophers in their final road game of the season. They're going to head down to Evanston to take on the white-hot Northwestern Wildcats, a team on a five-game Big Ten winning streak compared to the Gophers, who did just spank the Nebraska Cornhuskers all the way back to Lincoln. But Luke, how are you on this Thursday evening?
I'm good because you know what, man? This is the last time we ever have to face Justin Jackson. I am stoked about that. I'm done with him. He's been there forever. He is like Jimmer Fredette and all these guys that are around way too long.
Justin Jackson is 27 rushing yards away from reaching 5,000 rushing yards in his career.
Wow.
68 yards away from moving into the top five all time in Big Ten history. He has been a thorn in Minnesota's side throughout his career, so I couldn't agree with you more. I will not be how should I say this? I'll be happy to see him go. I'll be happy to see him go to the next level and see what he's able to do there. But there's much bigger things we have to worry about this weekend, unfortunately, than Justin Jackson.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad to see him gone. So let's get into this game. Let's flip a coin and see if it's going to rain this week. Oh yeah, probably will. So. That seems to be the story of the Gopher season, but let's get into injuries, Ryan.
Is it really supposed to rain again? I have yet to look.
Yeah, I looked at the forecast again. This is for Evanston because that's obviously where we're playing the game. Saturday morning, percent chance of rain, 90%.
I was about to say 90 mile an hour.
Sorry.
That might be an F4 tornado.
North to northwest winds at 23 miles an hour. So.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's a thing.
High of 46. I mean, could you expect anything else, right? This is just the morning forecast for Evanston, and I'm just imagining that, you know, it'll probably land square at kickoff because that seems to be the way things are going for the Gophers in terms of playing environments this season.
It's seemingly the flow chart is Minnesota playing a football today? If yes, is there weather for this game? Yes. Is it bad weather? Yes. So holy cow. I'm looking at the weather report via weather.com for Evanston, Illinois right now, 36 hours away from kick. There is an 80% chance of rain, which is fine. But the thing that has me extremely concerned, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., sustained winds at 24 miles an hour.
They don't exactly have like a large stadium that can kind of like either cause that to swirl or
holy buckets. You know, so that's going to throw a wrench into my entire spiel I was going to get into today.
I'm glad I can drop that on you right when we're recording. We could have at least gone over this in the pre-production meeting.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, so for you folks that are heading down to Evanston this weekend, bundle up. Wind chill is going to be in the upper 20s, even though the temperature at game time is going to be it's supposed to be 42 degrees, but it's going to feel like 28 with a north wind howling. It's sustained 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 to 40. So you can see why the over-under in this game is already down 4 points to 41, amongst other reasons, but all right, let's get into the injuries. And the big news and note that we've been talking about on Gopher Illustrated since last night, on Wednesday night, is Tyler Johnson is out for the season with a broken wrist. Yes, you heard that correctly. I was alerted to it on Wednesday evening. The power of the internet alerted me to it. Got an email, said check out Tyler Johnson's Snapchat. I checked out his Snapchat. Oh, yeah, for sure. He definitely had wrist surgery yesterday. Looks like it was on his left wrist. He was in the arm sling as he was leaving the hospital. He has a hard cast on that left wrist. So I can assure you, folks, he won't be playing this weekend, and he won't be back anytime soon. So if Minnesota is able to get to a bowl game as that number 1, 5, and 7 team, I don't really anticipate Mr. Johnson being a part of the plans. Now, this, I cannot undersell you how big of an issue this is going to be for Minnesota, because Tyler Johnson was the entire passing offense. He was the leading target guy on the entire season for Minnesota. Tyler Johnson, Luke, receives 4 times more targets than anybody else on this roster.
Yep.
And when you look at the way to beat Northwestern, or what the way has been at least to take them to overtime, that's been passing the ball. And if Minnesota, now they don't have their top two leading receivers on the season, Demetrius Douglas and Tyler Johnson are out. I am very, very curious to see who the heck is going to try to catch a pass on Saturday. So that's going to be the big news. is Tyler Johnson is out.
Well, let's also not, you know, like overlook the fact that, you know, as we've mentioned, it's going to be very windy. So in addition to not having your top pass catcher, you also are going to be having to deal with the elements, which, as we know, we haven't had a ton of success throwing the ball, but imagine trying to throw that or trying to throw the wind into this equation. It's not ideal.
It certainly isn't. But that's the big note for Saturday is no Tyler Johnson. Again, we've been talking about, I think we were probably the first ones to have it anyway, but not that it even really matters, because again, this isn't good news that you want out there. So Tyler Johnson's going to be out for this game. We're going to have to see. The other big news is Jared Weiler is out for the season too. That news came out on Sunday. He re-aggravated his foot injury. And so we're going to have to see how that kind of plays out. No update on Garrison Wright. Minnesota starting left guard. Excuse me. Minnesota starting left guard that went out with, I believe, a hand injury late in the third quarter against Nebraska. So, again, the whole Tyler Johnson thing kind of is a summation of the injury situation. We won't know unless PJ tells us, and PJ is never going to tell us anything. It's quite the coincidence, Luke, that in the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday media appearances for Mr. Fleck, that Tyler Johnson's injury never came up. You know, that's quite the mm-hmm. thing to have slip your mind, especially since, you know, it's not like Tyler Johnson's like wide receiver 9.
Yeah, he
might be a guy you might want to bring up, PJ. So that's a huge pet peeve of mine, is when, just to see our rivals across the river to the east, they get an injury report on Mondays. I get to be the one to break Tyler Johnson wrist surgery information. Like, are you kidding? So it's a little bit differently handled across the river compared to what it is here. So, well, I guess we'll just have to see 45 minutes before kickoff who's suiting up and who's not.
Yeah, I don't envy your position. That's why I have a day job.
Yeah, yep. So it's a ton of fun, Luke. I can assure you of that. Just like covering the whole quarterback recruiting thing is, especially with some people continuing to lose their minds over very minute things and drawing conclusions from things. And again, just a whole different predicament that, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can head on over to Gopher Illustrated. You can see what we've said about the recent QB offers, what's going on, what's the latest. 5 weeks till signing day, what is Minnesota going to do at quarterback? I think we've covered it pretty well there. So let's get into this Northwestern game.
All right, so let's talk about when the Gophers are on. Let's start with defense this time. We talked a little bit about Justin Jackson already. They have Thorson still at quarterback. He feels like he's also been there forever. Is he a junior or a senior now?
He's a junior.
Oh, gosh. He's been there forever, too. So, quite frankly, Northwestern offensively, I'm not going to say they're on a tear, but they're definitely scoring some points here against some decent opponents. Like, they put 39 up on Michigan State. They put 37 up against Maryland. In the latest game, they put up 23 on Purdue. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, from what I can see, is they've won at least their last 5 games. So what are the Gophers going to be able to do defensively to try and combat the Northwestern offensive attack?
So for Northwestern's offense, this has been an extremely pass-heavy team during Big Ten play, and that's going to be something we're going to talk about extensively on this podcast, is both teams are going to have to air the ball more than likely to win. Now, again, we'll see how the weather impacts that. But Northwestern on offense during Big Ten play has thrown the ball more than 35 times in every single game. In three of their last 5 games on this 5-game winning streak that they're on, Clayton Thorson has thrown the ball 45 times or more in 3 of those 5 games. And so when you look at kind of the target distribution for this Northwestern team, it couldn't be any more different than when you look at what Minnesota has been doing on the offensive side of the ball. I've mentioned it. Tyler Johnson has a 36% target share of Minnesota's passes. And so 36% of the time when the Minnesota quarterback is passing the ball, he's throwing it to Tyler Johnson. The second closest in terms of target share is in the single digits, and that would be Philip Howard at 9%. Well, you look at on the flip side of things for Northwestern, they have 5 players that have over 50 targets and under 70 targets. So they have a 5-person kind of target share that is between 13% and 17%. So they have a lot of guys that they like spreading the ball around to. So this is going to be very interesting to see how Minnesota decides to cover it, because, again, opposing defense is going against Minnesota for the first 10 games of the year new. Tyler Johnson was the one you had to stop. He if you stop him, you're probably going to have a very good day against this Minnesota offense. Well, that's not the case in the flip side of things, because they have many a playmaker through the air for this Northwestern Wildcat team. They haven't been able to run the ball very good of late in terms of what Justin Jackson. We've talked about it. He's probably going to break many records against Minnesota this weekend. We mentioned it. He's 38 yards around, 38 yards short of going up for over 5,000 on his career. I believe 68 short of getting into the top five all time in terms of Big Ten rushing yards. So he's going to probably break some records against a Minnesota run defense, where if the secondary continues to play as poorly as they have in the last 2 weeks, he's going to have probably a pretty good day. So, and here's the other thing. So we talk about how much Northwestern is going to air the ball out. I mentioned it. They're going to pass the ball a minimum of 35 times on Saturday. The issue is Minnesota's pass defense hasn't exactly elicited a ton of confidence in recent weeks. The last four opponents against Minnesota are completing over 66% of their passes. They only have two interceptions. And in Nebraska last week completed 70% of their passes for over 300 passing yards and no interceptions from the quarterback. So on paper, this really doesn't set up well. Now we're, again, going to have to see how much the weather plays a part, because if you're going to have 24-mile-an-hour sustained winds,
right,
that's going to throw a wrench into anybody's game plan. So maybe that just means a steady dose of Justin Jackson. But if I'm Northwestern and I've seen the way Minnesota's secondary has been playing in recent weeks, that's where I'm going to attack. And I do anticipate a very, very pass-happy approach for Northwestern again this weekend.
Well, you know, you mentioned it with the weather. What will be really curious is to see, you know, I guess I don't know how the stadium is oriented. I could look, but usually when there's weather like this, especially wind, oftentimes you have to take advantages of when you are going one direction, right? And it's giving yourself a chance to score. In addition to trying to play the field position game, right? So it will be interesting. I think special teams, we kind of gloss over it for the most part, but I'd like to talk a little bit here. But the special teams really do play really big roles in games like this.
They certainly do. And Northwestern's got, I think it's about an average special teams unit. Their kicker has not missed an extra point on the year. He's 32 of 32. He's 12 of 14 overall. Their punter, he's been okay. You know, he's got a 41-yard average. So, and maybe where this kind of impacts thing is in the return game.
Right.
Nebraska has been worse than Minnesota in the kick return game, better than them in the punt return game. But the other thing to really watch here is what kind of Clayton Thorson we get. Because just like last week, what I talked about Tanner Lee, are we going to see the good Tanner Lee or the bad Tanner
Sure.
Lee? Now, Tanner Lee only showed up for one half because he was sick in the second half. And he was looking very good against Minnesota's secondary. But Thorson has been susceptible to bad decisions during Big Ten play. He's thrown two interceptions or more in four of his seven Big Ten games, but he's still been trending up of late, especially at home. In his last two games at Ryan Field there in Evanston, he's thrown for 356 and 296 yards, plus three passing touchdowns and no interceptions in the last week against Purdue. So, again, what Clayton Thorson are we going to see, and how is Northwestern going to decide to attack a vulnerable Minnesota defense?
You know, I haven't watched Northwestern at all this year, just by I guess sheer chance. But usually, as a Big Ten fan, I happen to see them from time to time. But I'm imagining this passing game you're alluding to, you know, just given the target distribution, is quite a bit of dink and dunk. Is that kind of what you expect to see?
Yeah, I don't really expect them to kind of lay it out, you know, way down the field, especially in a day like today, or a day like it's going to look like on Saturday. Because, again, you look at this entire passing game distribution, you know, their top three leading receivers in terms of yardage, they're all wide receivers, but then you have a tight end and Justin Jackson each have 32 and 38 catches respectively. So
sure.
If you're going to see, maybe it's more of Justin Jackson and Garrett Dickerson. So if you're starting them in your PPR league, maybe you're going to get a boost there. But we're going to have to see how it kind of plays out. Again, I where this win comes into effect is in the kicking game and in the long passing game. It doesn't really affect things in the short to intermediate game.
Right.
So, again, that's where you're probably going to see more of the slot receivers. You're going to see a lot more of the running backs, the fullbacks getting these close passes to the line of scrimmage. But we'll have to see how Northwestern decides to attack Minnesota.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to see how the Gopher defense tends to play it, right? A lot of late, they haven't played a lot of, you know, press man coverage, but if the wind is kind of like your third or your second defender, right? Maybe they can actually try and do that, even if they don't have the utmost confidence in those corners to be able to, cover and press man, but maybe the wind will be on your side. Okay. Let's talk a little bit of the Gopher offense. This is coming off a game where, you know, they put up 54 points a week ago against Nebraska. Much to do on the ground. They looked really good there. But you alluded to it. Northwestern is forcing a lot of teams to throw, and that's really how they're having success against Northwestern is through the air. So I guess what is that going to even be an option for the Gophers? Is that the game plan approach, in your opinion, or do they try to, you know, stick to what worked last week and try to run the ball?
Yeah, there's a few different stats I want to throw out here to start things, just to give you a kind of a perspective of where Minnesota's offense is going to be at against this Northwestern defense. So let's start with Northwestern's running defense. So in their last four games, again, all victories for the Wildcats, opposing running backs have run for 2.93 yards per carry on 80 attempts, and they have zero rushing touchdowns. Now, again, you look at the last four games for this Northwestern squad, they've played Iowa, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. Iowa and Michigan State's running backs could not get going at all against this Northwestern team. Neither could Nebraska or Purdue, so that should be very worrisome if you're a Gopher fan, especially without Jared Weiler, potentially Garrison Wright. We're going to have to see how Minnesota's offensive line does that. But again, the recipe for success here isn't on the ground. It's through the air, where, again, I was texting Luke this stat today, and I was having him guess how many times on average opposing quarterbacks in their last four games against Northwestern. So Northwestern's last four opponents on average, how many times has the quarterback thrown the ball against them? And you'd be surprised to learn, Luke, do you want to let the folks in, how many times?
Well, I probably guessed like five times, and then I quit, and then you told me it was something around like 45 attempts. I don't remember. It was silly high.
Opposing quarterbacks in their last four games against Northwestern have thrown the ball on average over 47 times a game. Now, here's a stat for you, Luke. And again, I had to ask you this one again. When was the last time Minnesota had a quarterback throw the ball more than 30 times in a game?
This also shocked me, but yeah, you can have the moment of reveal.
Now, I want the people in their cars or at the treadmill or wherever you are listening to this to think about it. When was the last time you think Minnesota threw the ball more than 30 times in a game? It's been over a year. It was October 8th against Iowa. Mitch Leiner did it in a loss to the Hawkeyes.
And you remember breaking down that game and we were like, why? Just like, why are we
well,
throwing?
Well, that was concussion gate. You remember
yes,
that?
Yes, no,
Mitch was
concussed I remember.
For the last 18 minutes of the game, and it was a 14-7 loss. So, I mean, regardless, Minnesota hasn't thrown the ball more than 30 times in a year. And you look at Minnesota's last 4 weeks, again, your most recent sample size to look at, they've passed the ball more than 15 times in a game once. So I am extremely curious to see what Kirk Ciarrocca does here, because it's clear that the way to at least stay competitive with this Northwestern team, and I say stay competitive because three of their five wins on this winning streak have been in overtime. So if you at least want to get to overtime, the way to do that is you're going to have to pass the ball. Now, Minnesota had a very, in theory, pass-happy game script against Michigan, yet they only passed the ball 12 times. Now, the question is going to be, is Minnesota going to go for the win, or is Minnesota going to go to keep it close? Because you have no Tyler Johnson. You haven't thrown the ball more than 30 times in over a year. Kirk Ciarrocca hasn't had a quarterback in his offense throw the ball over 30 times this season. And now you're without Tyler Johnson, who has 36% of your target share. So this, again, the devil's advocate is, well, Northwestern hasn't seen a read option like Demry Crawford last week. Folks, Northwestern's run fit was just abysmal. Derek broke it down for us about as plainly as you can. Like, they were all sorts of out of their fit. They were lining up wrong. They were taking awful angles. They looked like Minnesota secondary 2 weeks ago against Michigan. And I don't anticipate this to be a letdown spot for the Wildcats. I believe it's senior day for them against Minnesota. They're on a five-game winning streak. Their defense has been playing extremely well. So the big thing is, how is Minnesota going to score points in this game? Because Northwestern shuts down the run. And the way to beat them is through the air, or again, not beat them, I guess, stay competitive. And Minnesota has refused to show that, at least this year. And now they're going to be without their top receiver. So this is going to be a very interesting game to try and see how the heck Minnesota scores points and how they're going to keep up on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, again, the wind, right? That could be another factor even for the Gophers, too. We're not trying to gloss over that at all. So let's get into your keys of the game. But first, let's look at some stats going into this game. So the Northwestern Wildcats come into this game. I'm totally blanking on where their record is. They are 7-3, 5-2 in conference. The Gophers are 5-5, 2-5 in conference. Northwestern on the season is 3-7 against the spread. The Gophers are 4-5-1. The spread on this game is Northwestern is favored by 7. The over-under is 40.5. As we mentioned, the weather looks kind of terrible, somewhere in about the 42 to 46 degree range across the game, but the wind chill will play a significant factor with sustained winds somewhere in the middle to upper 20s. It just doesn't look like a great game at Ryan Field for an 11 o'clock kick. So, Ryan, what are your keys to this game?
My first key is if you're playing Emmett Carpenter as your kicker on your fantasy team, this is going to impact him. I would take him out of your lineup and find another Big Ten kicker to put in his place off the waiver wire. So first key to the game, I already talked about it extensively just now, but you're going to have to be creative in the passing game because the way to beat Northwestern isn't with the running game. And I can assure you all of that. I talked about it, 2.93 yards per carry for against opposing running backs and 0 rushing touchdowns in Northwestern's last 4 games. So, and again, we're talking about the likes of Michigan State and Iowa, which are 2 better running teams, in my opinion, than Minnesota right now. So the, you know, the places such as, you know, Nebraska and Purdue where there could be cupcakes, there are still 2 pretty good teams in that sample size there. So we're going to have to see how Minnesota decides to attack it. But again, I think the way to do it is through the air because the last 4 quarterbacks to face them have thrown the ball more than 47 times a game and they have 9 passing touchdowns in the last 4 games against 6 interceptions. Again, if you're going to throw the ball almost 50 times a game, you're going to probably get picked off a time or two, but you're also going to have success and you see that with the 9 touchdowns. The issue is Minnesota hasn't thrown the ball more than 30 times in a game in over a year since October 8th of 2016 when Mitch Leiner did it against Iowa. And the issue again is Minnesota has to do that and move the ball versus Northwestern's passing defense without Tyler Johnson, who gets 36% of the targets in Minnesota's offense, and the next closest is Philip Howard at 9%. So you're looking at 36% of targets need to go somewhere else. Now, where is that going to go? That's a great question. But with no Tyler Johnson and a pass-heavy game plan on the way, Kirk Schrock is going to have to be very creative with his route combinations, his personnel groupings. Minnesota's going to have to find a way to create space, and Minnesota's going to have to find a way to move the chains through the air. So maybe we see some trickeration, maybe a flea flicker or two, maybe a running back pass. I'm going to be very interested to see what Kirk Schrock's game plan is for this Wildcat defense. Number 2, you're going to have to keep Northwestern in front of you because on the flip side of things, Minnesota's defense is going to have to be running on all cylinders to stop, first and foremost, the stud running back that is Justin Jackson and then a very pass-heavy game plan for the Wildcat offense. I've talked about how it's very, very evenly distributed between each one of the Northwestern pass catchers. They have 5 guys that they like to target early and often throughout the entire game. Clayton Thorson has thrown the ball more than 35 times in every single game this year. Or every single Big Ten game this year, and he's thrown the ball more than 45 times in 3 of his last 4 games. And it also won't shock you to know that while Minnesota is one of the most run-heavy teams in the country, Northwestern has the 2nd highest passing rate on 1st and 2nd down in the country. So you're going to see them throw it a lot, and you're going to see them throw it a lot early. And again, I talked about the struggles Minnesota's pass defense has had. Teams are completing over 66% of their passes against Minnesota in the last month, and they didn't exactly have a stellar performance against the Huskers last week. So, again, Minnesota's going to have to stop Justin Jackson first and foremost, but they're going to have to also try and combat this Northwestern passing attack. And then finally, Luke, new players are going to have to step up. No more Jared Weiler, no more Tyler Johnson. They're out for the rest of the season. So the final key of this game is directed squarely at Minnesota's offense. And the Minnesota Moving Company is going to have to keep Croft upright if Minnesota is going to be passing as often as I think they should be. And they're going to have to do it with yet another different starting offensive line combination. I'm also going to need to see someone, legitimately anyone, from Minnesota's pass catching core step up without Tyler Johnson. So your likely suspects include Philip Howard, Eric Carter, Mark Williams. And I'd also freaking hope that Brandon Lange gets an increased passing role with no more Tyler Johnson to help out Demaryius Croft, or else Demaryius is going to have a very, very long day. And here's the final stat I'll leave you with, Luke, before we get to the prediction. Tyler Johnson on the season for Minnesota has 68 targets in the passing game. So he has 68 targets through 10 games for Minnesota. The rest of Minnesota's receivers combined have 62 targets. So Tyler Johnson by himself has out-targeted the rest of Minnesota's wide receivers. So something has to give, and Minnesota's going to need some players to step up on offense.
Yeah, it, you know, on paper, this just doesn't stack up to be a game that the Gophers should win. But, you know, that's why they play the game. And and at the end of the day, the Gophers have an opportunity to become bowl eligible if they find a way to win here on the road at Evanston. So you want to go first, or should I?
You can take it.
All right. You know, I think that this is going to be a low scoring game, much like the spread, much like the over under has indicated, the over under being 40.5. I think that the weather is going to play a big factor in this game. At the end of the day, I just don't trust the Gophers defense or the Gophers offense to be able to make enough big plays to pull out the road upset. I think that Northwestern will win this game 24-7.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that same line right now. Again, the whole Tyler Johnson not being a part of Minnesota's offense this week throws a giant wrench into everything for Minnesota. Again, we talked about the struggles the offense has had going into the Nebraska game. They scored 20 points in their last two games. Yes, they put up a 50-burger last week, but that Nebraska defense was horrendous. They were atrocious. Any kind of other adjective you want to use to describe how bad they were would probably see fit. The issue is this Wildcat defense for the Northwestern Wildcats has been very good. And so Minnesota's offense, no Tyler Johnson. You can't run the ball. They're going to have to pass, and I don't know who the heck they're going to pass the ball to. So I'm not feeling a huge offensive game from Minnesota like last week. You know, no Tyler Johnson, no Jared Weiler. I just don't see a whole heck of a way that Minnesota is going to be able to move the ball consistently. So not enough offensive weapons leads to Minnesota's sixth loss of the season. Northwestern 28, Minnesota 10.
All right, so I want to thank everybody for listening to another preview edition. We will be back with another breakdown probably on the Sunday-Monday time frame. And if you are so inclined, check out Ryan's work on gopherillustrated.com. It again is probably some of the best in-depth Gopher knowledge for Gopher football and Gopher basketball that you'll find on the internet. Yeah, again, want to thank you for listening, and go Gophers.